Chief Health Promotion Officer Shanika John says the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is continuing to see an increase in the number of cases of COVID-19 here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she is appealing to persons to be mindful that COVID-19 pandemic is not over.
We are still seeing cases. We are very much aware that a lot of persons are doing their own screening and their own testing, which is also part of that shared responsibility. So because of that global shift to, and it's not something that's unique to St. Vincent, because of that shift from doing site testing to home testing and home screening, we are tracking more hospitalization and death as our indicator to measure the situation on the ground. And so we're seeing still quite a number of persons are being hospitalized. We have 13 persons from our last update hospitalized. Those unvaccinated are still leading in terms of that particular area. We're still monitoring the situation for July. And so at the end of July, thereabout, we'll be able to report if we're seeing any increase in deaths and make a comparison from the previous month. But COVID is still very much among us. People are still getting sick, and people are getting sick for longer period of time as well. And that is also something that people need to be mindful of in this particular phase, especially during the summer activities where we're trying to interact and connect with our families and friends more often.
Chief Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Regionally in Trinidad and Tobago, two deaths due to COVID-19 were reported yesterday, bringing the death toll to 4,041. The number of new cases of the virus reported from samples taken on Tuesday and Wednesday was 224. And the total number of active COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago is 6,124. Internationally, more than 2,000 tourists have been stranded in a Chinese coastal city after a surge in coronavirus cases. Officials in Beihai locked down urban areas and ordered the mass testing of its 1.9 million residents over the weekend. It comes as concerns grow about the impact of China's zero COVID policy on the world's second largest economy. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.